Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
They came in different ages, races, and genders. Some brought signs, some brought kids. Many were just kids themselves. We're talking about the thousands of people who took to the streets in Massachusetts to protest the murder of George Floyd 1 year ago today. Together, these protesters made political and cultural waves, igniting new conversations about racism. So we asked some folks who protested last year to reflect as we mark Floyd's death. WBUR's Adrian Ma spoke with them about where we as a community have come and what they hope for the future.
So let me know when you're recording, and I'll do the same on my end, and we'll jump into it.
Should I start now?
Yep.
Okay.
It's recording.
Okay, and then recording again.
It is recording now.
Testing. Yes.
My name is Carl Williams. I live in the Roxbury neighborhood of Boston, Massachusetts. I'm an attorney. I do work supporting social justice movements.
My name is Emily Conklin. Last summer, I was a resident of Somerville, and I'm a marine biologist.
My name is Tanoapia, and I'm 19 years old. I originally am from Haiti, but I moved to Boston a few years ago. I'm currently a student at UMass Amherst.
Boston is among the cities where demonstrators are taking to the streets to protest race and police brutality issues. These demonstrations were sparked.
I remember we were marching from Nubian Square in the heart of Roxbury and then down to the State House and the Boston Common.
So we came over the bridge by MIT and came up to stand by the State House.
At one point I stopped and I was like, how many people are here? I'm a nerd and I remember this. I stood there for 28 minutes, right? And people were kept passing.
Say his name! George Floyd! Say his name!
Everybody being out there, the number of people that came out, people of all, genders and races, it just felt encouraging in a way to know that, more people than I thought cared.
And I remember seeing the front of the march come in across the common. I just remember feeling like this is the most important thing we could be doing right now.
The kids were a little nervous, and I can see that. In many cases, they were probably the only kids in the crowd. My name is Franklin Peralta. I live in Jamaica Plain, and I work for an organization called English for New Bostonians.
Do you remember that we went to big protest last
yes.
year?
Yes.
What do you remember about the big protest?
That there was a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. And why did we go to those big protests last year?
Because police violence killed George Floyd.
We didn't show them the video. We explained to them what happened. And we told them this is bigger than our family. It happened to George Floyd, but your father is a Latino man in Boston. It could happen to him too. And when you say something like that, then they are okay, let's go.
My name is Shaniqua Pereira. I live in Mattapan, actually raised in Mattapan. I am a paraprofessional for Boston Public Schools. What stuck with me was, is this something that's really genuine for, people who are coming into the community and protesting and, or is this just like a wave that you're riding? This is something that I do, but this is something that I live. I do it because I have to. It's exhausting, and I don't feel like a year later, I don't feel like it's changed.
Chicago is still reeling from the fatal police shooting of 13-year-old Adam Toledo.
The family of Dante Wright is demanding changes in how police operate.
Yet another police involved killing 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant, shot dead by Columbus, Ohio police.
The family of Andrew Brown Jr. gathered at a church in Elizabeth City today to remember his life and call for transparency.
That could have been my child. You know, that could be me. That could be my mom. That could be my, you know, and it's all goes back to the fact that they're Black, you know. I feel like it's like the Groundhog Day. You know, you go to sleep, you wake up, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
The best interaction I can have with the police is none. When I'm driving along with my kids in the back, if they see a police car approaching us without their mommy there, they're gonna panic. In the city of Boston, I know that a very small amount of the budget to fund the police was redirected to social services, but I can tell you that was like a very tiny piece.
What has already happened is incredibly monumental. So if I say simply the word defund, 1 year ago, everyone would be like, that is not a rational thing. That is not a thing a rational human being would say. But right now, the idea that we should take 10% of the Boston Police Department's annual budget and we should use that for public health and to educate children, that is completely now a rational, acceptable thing because people were in the damn street marching and chanting.
Justice! Now! Black lives matter! Black lives matter! Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
The kind of change you want to see that you're working for, do you think you'll get to see it?
I hope so. I'm not that old, but I mean, I'm getting there, but I'm not that old. I hope so.
I'm very aware that I'm a white woman trying to work to lend my voice in a way that is supportive and can push forward the work and the communities that need to be elevated without having it be about me is something I'm constantly working on.
It just feels like there's so much that needs to be done. And even if it were to take place, I wouldn't see it in my lifetime. My kids wouldn't see it. My grandkids wouldn't see it.
One of the things that people have said to me is, like, we don't win the day that we get all the things that we're demanding. We win the day we start to fight.
I have family members who waited all their life to see a Black president, you know. They've seen that, and, you know, that change is still, you know, it's come and gone, and we're still waiting for the change, you know. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm still hopeful. I'm still here, so, you know, I can't give up, that's for sure, you know. And I can't allow for my children or, you know, my children's children to give up. We're not laying down.
Massachusetts residents Shaniqua Pereira, Franklin Peralta, and Carl Williams, along with student Tanoa Pierre and Emily Conklin, reflecting on the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's murder. This piece was produced by WBUR's Adrian Ma.